Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com asking the question, do guns kill people? Now, I love my liberal friends on issues like GMO labeling and support for organics and even things like decriminalizing marijuana. But recently my liberal friends have been telling me, guns kill people. This is a very popular meme, apparently, across the internet. Guns kill people. And I find that very interesting because I've been carrying a gun for years. It's never killed anyone. So I thought today we would take a look and put a gun on the ground and film it and see if we can answer the question, can a gun kill someone? This is my Glock. And this Glock has never killed anyone. God forbid it hopefully will never be engaged in such an action. Ready? Kill. 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 Kill, 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 kill. Oh, I know what you're thinking. It's not loaded. All right. Let's make sure it's actually loaded. Show you the magazine. There's the mag. Racket tap it again. Boom. It is loaded. And amazingly, it's still not killing anyone. Maybe it needs a magic wand. Let's try the magic wand. Shoot something! Shoot! Fire! Kill! It's just not working. What a pathetic firearm! Huh? I know what you're thinking. It's not a real gun. Oh, you're wrong. It is a real gun. And guess what it took to actually make it shoot? It took a human being touching the trigger, making a decision to pull the trigger in a safe direction, by the way. There's a backstop over that way. And actually having a conscious being do that. The gun didn't kill anything all by itself. Now, I know what you're thinking. Maybe handguns don't automatically kill people, but maybe shotguns do. Take our Benelli M4 tactical shotgun, which is another essential piece of equipment on just about any ranch. It's also great for home defense anywhere. Let's see if we can make this shoot by itself. Shoot! 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 What a pathetic shotgun. Oh, I know the safety's on. There we go. Now it should shoot, right? Now it'll kill something. Go! Go! Now some of you might think it's not loaded because I haven't pumped it. That's because it's an M4. You don't pump these shotguns, folks. They're semi-auto. Oh, semi-auto, yeah. Obama says, I don't need a semi-auto shotgun. Therefore, I shouldn't have the right to own one. Okay. What a pathetic shotgun. Let's see if it's actually going to shoot. It's going to kick a little bit. Oh! I guess it is actually... when you pull the trigger.
That's a person, Mike Adams, in that video, firing that shotgun. The shotgun didn't do it on its own. But they're all over the news, even Republicans saying, the time has come, we can never have another mass shooting again. Now it's time for you to turn your guns in. You're guilty for what others have done, what the collectivist authoritarians always do. It's a huge broadcast today. The globalists are coming after not just the Second Amendment, but all of our liberties. Larry Pratt is coming up. We've got some breaking news here in Austin as well. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
It's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, the 18th day of December, 2012, and supposedly in just 3 days from now, the world is going to end. Obviously, that is a complete hoax and a fraud, but there are all sorts of different violent things happening around the world and mass arrest in China, dealing with different cults that say that they believe the world is about to end. I'll tell you what is about to end, our Second Amendment. All the power structure has to do is to create the illusion that the general population is behind giving in our guns and claiming that's what the democracy wants, and they will physically take all our guns. This is how they've done it in every other country, and they're creating a mass hysteria right now over mass shootings that the media has been saying are actually up. They are up some this year, but in the 20-year average, it's flat or up by 0.5%, and I'm going to pull up some of those numbers later. Now, the mass shootings are a lot higher than they were in the 50s and 60s because you didn't have 60-plus million people on psychotropic drugs that say on the insert they can make you have psychotic breaks, engage in mass murder, engage in murder-suicide. every time I hear about someone just shooting people for no reason at a Walmart or shooting a cop who walks into Walmart, I go, that guy will be on psychotropics, comes out 3 days later, on psychotropics. I mean, it's not hard. See, there's evil people out there, and there's bad people, but most of them aren't so crazy as to just shoot a cop in cold blood for no reason. Knowing if the cops don't shoot you back, you're going to end up getting life in prison or the death penalty. It is the Prozac-type SSRIs and SRIs that destroy inhibition and put you in a mesmerized state. And the good news is I listen to not one, not two, not three, but four different talk radio stations early this morning and then driving into work today. And guess what I heard them talking about on every single channel? How we have record suicides in this country and covering ABC News articles, and how the drug that now 20% of the population roughly is on, I mean, I say the drug is basically the same thing, just different patented variants of it, different molecule breakdowns, how the SSRIs are what is really causing this. So this is very good news. There are a lot of different factors, a lot of different things that feed into this. Societal decline, Pentagon-designed first shooter games that create instinctive shooting. So these gamers who are also out of their minds are trained on something originally developed by the Pentagon to create instinctive shooting, because about half the troops historically of any army won't kill somebody up close. With these games, it's almost 100%. So they're also trained on how to use firearms in firearm simulators. You know how you first learn how to fly a plane in a simulator? Especially the big ones? This is a killing simulator. You got people, some people upwards of 8 to 10 hours a day in murder simulators, in killing simulators, and then you put them on a hallucinogenic psychotropic drug, and you've got the culture of absolute violence. And by the way, Quentin Tarantino is saying he doesn't care. He's sick of it. He's not apologizing for Django. That is, in the words of Jamie Foxx, I kill all the white people. Isn't that great on Saturday Night Live? And see, it's so fashionable to say kill white people right now that you've got Asian rappers saying kill, you know, destroy white people in America and all this stuff as if America is all white. Whites are about to be the minority. We already are in people under about 18. And you've got all these rappers saying kill Whitey and all this with Hollywood pushing this. Guess what's breaking in the news right now? And our reporters are on the way down there right now. If you want to go down there and join them and you want to go down there. In fact, guys, you pull up the Thai Noodle House address. I mean, it's right there on Guadalupe. We Texans, I guess, call it Guadalupe, but it's Guadalupe. The main drag of University of Texas. I have eaten at the Thai Noodle House. It's actually pretty good stuff. One time I ate in there with Kinky Friedman, of all people. And now, there it is, 2602 Guadalupe Street, Austin, Texas, 78705. Our guys will be down there in about 30 minutes. I just told them right before we went live on air to get their sports jackets on, get their equipment, and go down there. And he has come out. Well, here's the Huffington Post. Thai Noodle House restaurant in hot water after racist Sandy Hook shootings comments. And it was first broken by our local affiliate, 590 AM, that ran with the headline that he said, so what? You know, so what? These are white kids. Who cares? And I'm going to go over his full quotes later, but that's not. Yeah, there it is at News Radio 590 KLBJ. Thai Noodle House owner posts controversial remarks following Connecticut shootings. An Austin restaurant owner has garnered national attention and threats after he posts controversial remarks on his Facebook account. Eddie Nimaburter, owner of the Noodle House near the UT campus, posted inflammatory remarks on his Facebook account just hours after the Sandy Hook massacre happened. He said, quote, I'm failing to give a bleep about the Connecticut shooting. I don't care if a bunch of white kids get killed. He goes on to tell readers to get back to their lavish Christmas shopping. He deleted the post later, but another rant saying he would not apologize was added. Yeah, we were able to get actually the full pages. It is unbelievable, the stuff he said. And again, it's this attitude, because again, you know, I don't get into a bunch of race stuff. I care about everybody because we're the human race. But I mean, the left, if you tune into MSNBC, it is just race baiting world. If you own guns, you're a Ku Klux Klan member. You know, Fox Sports says that too. If you don't want socialism, you're a racist. If you are white and live in the South, you are a mentally retarded redneck. I mean, I hear him say it on radio. You've seen it on TV. You've seen the comments everywhere. And also is mean to mentally retarded people and their families, mentally disabled. And it's incredible. I mean, you got Alec Baldwin constantly saying, kill this Republican, kill that Republican. And folks, you know, I can't stand the Republican leadership. Boehner, as I predicted, is caving in on all the estate taxes, massive, even more increases than what they first talked about, getting rid of all the exemptions, taxing people down to $125,000 a year. That is not rich, folks. That's who actually keeps the economy going and buys stuff. But my issue is the Democrats, they're carrying the ball for the New World Order. They're the ones moving it down the field. And they can get away with anything. I'll guarantee you, folks, if I got on air when there was, say, a gangland shooting in Chicago where a couple black kids got killed, and if I said, who cares, they're just, you know, inner-city black kids, you know, paraphrase quote, I don't think that, I'm not saying that, I'll cut it out of context, I would be destroyed in a matter of weeks. I would be off all my affiliates. It would be over. I mean, Dr. Laura Schlesinger just tried to say, hey, let's demystify the N-word and stop giving it so much power. And the system knew the public was so dumbed down that they misconstrued what she said and basically ran her off the radio for being one of the biggest shows in the country, at one time rivaling Rush Limbaugh. This is how they do it. And it's all about annihilating the First Amendment. So this guy has a right to say, hey, they're just white kids, so what? I have a right, though, to say I think it's despicable. And when you've got Jamie Foxx up repeatedly on television, not just on Saturday Night Live, I've now discovered he was on some other shows saying the same thing, to exploit people, to make money. It's called race baiting, folks. It's what people would do in the South to demonize blacks so they could take the general public's rights. This is how this always works. You know, that's when people finally in the South turned against slavery, because only about 2% of the population, you can look this up, had, quote, slaves. Most rich people had white slaves who'd come over here as indentured servants. They don't teach that in school, but that's the mainline history if you dig. Most of you, myself included, have some sharecroppers, some indentured servants. You'd sign on for a 7 or 10 year trial of service. You'd go to prison if you didn't follow it. And you came over here on a boat as a slave, but you see, you never got out of it because you would get in debt for your shoes, your shirt, any medicine you might need, any food you needed above the allotment you were given. And so there are sharecropping families all over the U.S. who are mainly white, who are 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 12th generation. My dad grew up around some 6th generation sharecroppers in Texas, white people. Now, once blacks fought for their rights and whites fought with them, they actually, quote, became free, but just became sharecroppers. And that's where the old blues song of I owe my soul to the company store. And many historians pointed out that sharecropping was even worse than slavery, because for whatever reason, when the people didn't think they completely owned you, they treated you even worse, and they could compete with other sharecroppers. Anybody who's seen Grapes of Wrath, the movie, that's a small snapshot of sharecropping-type stuff going on in the 20th century. But I digress. I'm going to get into the huge, absolutely devastating gun news that is exactly what I feared and saw coming, but even worse than I thought. They are creating an absolute hysteria, but the main reason the abolitionists became popular from about 1800 into 1860, from less than 2% being abolitionist to the majority in the North, a large group in the South, because whites finally figured out, wait a minute, I go along with slavery because I get to feel like I'm better than somebody. And many editorials written about this. But really, we're even the lowest on the totem pole. And these big plantations actually actually also run sharecropping operations were all slaves. So it was that realization that actually began the end of slavery. And similar things happened in the Caribbean as well, where there was even more slavery. Okay, we'll be right back with the huge news on the Second Amendment. Haven't even gotten to it yet. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need.
Folks, these are some of the headlines up at Infowars.com right now, if you're a radio listener. Microsoft Japan convinces TV station to remove segments covering Gates' population control activities. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation basically threatened the TV Tokyo Corporation to shut down a show exposing in a 12-minute segment Bill Gates' population reduction program. Later, after Larry Pratt joins us, I'm going to play some clips and show you news articles out of the Times of London, ABC News, you name it, where Bill and Melinda Gates openly say they want a world government to reduce population by force. And then I'm going to play a clip of him endorsing death panels, and then I'm going to play a clip of him saying vaccines are being used to reduce population. Okay. And then I'm going to show you the White House science czar. He calls one of his best friends and who he's given endowments to, who called in the 70s for spiking our water supply to sterilize us. So that is all coming up later in the broadcast. Larry Pratt will be joining us. I've got some bad news for you. But we knew this was coming. It's even worse than we thought now. Let's punch up grudgereport.com. If you look there, it's got Nancy Pelosi celebrating Boehner. He demands you call him Boehner. I don't know why it's wrong to call him by his name. It's really pronounced Boehner. Boehner adopts Pelosi plan. I don't mean that as a kid joke, folks. That's really his name, so I'm not going to follow his orders anymore. That's like Brett Favre is really, how do you really pronounce it? It's a nice sound. Favre, yeah. Favre is his real name, not Brett Favre. And your name's Boehner. Okay, you got that? Speaker of the House, Boehner, adopts Pelosi plan. And, folks, the Pelosi plan is to give the president the power to just raise the debt limit whenever he wants. And basically meet the president halfway. Instead of $990 billion in new taxes and $600 billion of exemptions gone and accepting his 3.8 Obamacare and all this other stuff, it's just give Obama whatever he wants. I mean, of course. Why do you think they put Boehner in there? Boehner Favre or whatever his name is. They put him in there because he's a globalist stooge, okay? And we are in mucho grande trouble because just as I told you, the Republicans would cave, 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 because the same mega banks finance the Republicans that finance Obama. They're just front men. This is what they want. The mega rich want millionaires' money. And you know, Boehner had said, "Hey, you know, I'll just go for the $1 million plan." People making $1 million and more a year. And remember, you pay overall about half of that in some form of tax or more. So that's people making $450,000 a year. That's the people that buy the boat and buy the nice house and go to your restaurant. They're all gone. Oh, by the way, I'm going to get into all the gun stuff after the break, but let me cover this right now. I always pronounce his name wrong, but I've seen some of his movies. He's a pretty good actor. Gerard Depardieu? Depardieu? My wife will kill me. She's got a degree in French and grew up there. The point is that they have a 75% income tax on top of any taxes over €1 million a year. Okay, and conservatively, you add all the French taxes together, it's over 80%. But this is a federal of 70% and then a 75% on top of that. And France warned him, you know, that he better not leave and insulted him and, you know, called him all sorts of names. Well, now there's a huge exodus of their football players, you know, their soccer players. They call the football over there and their movie stars. They're just all leaving. They're leaving to other countries like Belgium that, oh, they only have a 50% tax rate. Oh, my gosh, so low. That's one tax, 50%. Can you imagine being Depardieu, or however you pronounce it, and this guy has made France just an icon in cinema, and he's not. He said he's not going to be able to keep his house. He can't afford it. He's got to leave. Can you imagine? What is if you already pay 70-plus percent or more in some form of tax, and then they put another 75% on top of what you've got, what does that let you keep? What's 75% on, say, 20%? What's left? Is that like 5% or something of your money? So in France, if you make over $1 million a year, you get to keep 5, 6, 7%? What is it? You got 20% you get to keep, then a 75% tax on that. What's that come out to? My brain just says 5%. We'll come back from the break with that math. I'm a public school educator. I'll have to use a calculator. The point is, France is the global model of taxes, but guess who's exempt from taxes in France and in every other European country? The 3.75, that's what he gets to keep. 3.75. The EU bureaucrats are exempt.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
There's always room in life for this.
Specific on this whole Nancy Pelosi thing. They're debating whether they're going to tax people at $250,000, $400,000, a million. None of it even matters because massive taxes on upper middle class and wealthy people will only stall this economy. The real power elite, the real elites are the ones lobbying for this because they're able to exempt themselves from the increased taxes. And if you're a new listener and you think I'm joking about what I was just covering, the fact that EU bureaucrats are exempt from the EU-wide taxes and many of the national taxes through what they gave themselves, diplomatic immunity, go look it up for yourself. I mean, you've all heard about Google paying almost no taxes or General Electric paying zero or these mega banks paying almost zero. It's the big ultra-rich that want government to shut down their competition. Here's the report. Pelosi-backed Boehner's tax cut proposal. So that's the media spinning it here out of BuzzFeed that she's backing his plan. He's really going with her plan. Speaker of the House, John Boehner, Plan B to avert the fiscal cliff would cut taxes for incomes under $1 million, a higher threshold than the White House demands, but one that had a powerful backer, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. In May, Pelosi sent Boehner a letter calling for the immediate passage of a middle-class tax cut up to that level, while President Barack Obama was on the campaign trail, or Barry Sotero, calling for taxes to rise on incomes of over $250,000. That's the husband and the wife, though, by the way. So that's $125,000 apiece. The White House has since raised the target at $400,000 in ongoing negotiations with Boehner, but has shown few signs it would accept the $1 million level. Democrats believe the tax cuts for those earning over $1 million a year should expire and that we should use the resulting revenues to pay down the deficit, said Pelosi. And it goes on, a month earlier on the Charlie Rose Show, Pelosi went further, noting Democratic opposition to the $250,000 mark. In our caucus, there is a school of thought that says, let's get rid of all the tax cuts. Yeah, that's why you've seen Howard Dean come out and say, raise taxes on poor people. Folks, they're not stupid. They know when you habitually raise taxes, it does what? It lowers tax receipts. Kennedy cut the highest tax bracket by 35%. He cut the next tax bracket and all the others by 50%. What happened the next year in 1962? What happened to tax receipts? You can pull up mainstream articles on this. They doubled. But the real issue here is the different plans, and they're changing all the time, are between $1.6 trillion and $900-and-something billion over the next couple of years in tax increases. But they get rid of the tax exemptions, like your tax exemption on interest on your home loan, things like that. That's going out the window if they have their way. And again, I mean, I hate to laugh at people that support big government and think it really wants to give you something free. I mean, they're only bringing the illegal aliens in and saying they're above the law and letting them, you know, vote and drunk drive and not have driver's license because they're going to drive down the wages and create a new voting block. That's all that's for. Once they've taken the country down, they'll be just as enslaved or more. And it's the same thing. They only bring in these blocks, and they only try to domesticate people and get them on welfare to have a dependency class. But the globalists are totally ruthless and see you as dumb animals. You don't get into the upper power structures of government now if you're not totally ruthless and have the right friends in high places. And that's why they want to shut down the rest of the free market so that we can never threaten them down here in the grassroots. That's why they want to consolidate the internet and the media and have everything basically be state-run. And how is NBC and ABC and CBS and all the rest of them state-run? They all are owned in part or in whole by megabanks. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, look it up. There's six companies own the media now, the so-called dinosaur media. Well, the so-called mainstream media, which I call the dinosaur media. Six of them. Oh, by the way, that's in the entire Europe, United States, England. That's the West. Australia is included in that. Six companies, all interlocking, and it's megabanks that basically control them all. Just like the insurance companies, just like defense companies, because they have unlimited fiat money. And they don't want freedom in this country. And that's why they're moving ahead to disarm us, and I'm getting to our top stories here in a moment. But what you need to understand about all of this media and why it's the same story every night in the same order, and why suddenly Fox News is even saying, hey, maybe we should ban semi-autos, assault weapons. Well, it's because the owner is a globalist, Rupert Murdoch, who came out and said, ban assault weapons over the weekend. And he's so ignorant, he said full autos. They don't sell full autos in the gun shops. You have to get a special ATF background check and sticker and get enrolled. It takes months. And plus, the military doesn't even want full auto. Semi-autos, much more dangerous. But they use ignorance on the media's behalf, not just on the general public's, to sell this idea that it's so incredibly scary that people've got what the military has. Oh, my gosh. And they've got these movies where whole houses get blown up when somebody's got a machine gun or somebody's got an assault rifle. The issue here, though, is Now, what I'm really trying to get at is that we really do have a state-run media, because banker bailout money and the government giving the six megabanks that control the six big media combines, they are given unlimited fiat currency through derivatives. Government, through the Federal Reserve licensure, through the private Federal Reserve, gave them the power to create out of thin air or an Aladdin's lamp or a magic wand whatever amount of wealth they want. It is that simple. And their religion is globalism and war and dehumanization and mind control and social engineering and brainwashing and propaganda. That's what they're pushing. That's what they're establishing. That's what they're creating. And we as a republic, we as a country are in deep trouble, because these banks that control our media are globalist and are diametrically opposed to all of our basic freedoms. So, government licensure for unlimited fake capital derivatives and other fraudulent fractional reserve frauds are then connected in to the state-run media. That's what it is. And it's a combine between state-run, because some of it's direct taxpayer money in bailouts and stimulus money and behavior placement is what they call it, paying for different themes in movies. That is state-run media. So I've noticed that when we talk about this, the system gets very, very upset, very, very scared, and really starts to lash out, because it's hitting at the core and the heart of who they really are and what they really stand for. Because once the public figures out, folks, it isn't a conservative bias on Fox. It isn't a liberal bias on MSNBC. It is psych warfare, global corporate propaganda to overthrow our country and reduce us down to absolute slaves, because the banksters who are wrecking our country and who are consolidating our industries and who are shipping our jobs overseas to third world dictatorships and authoritarian systems they control so they can make bigger profits shipping their products back in. When the public figures out that we're really occupied by an occupational corporate power structure with propaganda arms of state-run media, it's game over for these people. We still have independently owned AM and FM stations. We just got three or four more affiliates this week. I'm going to plug them in a moment. We still have the internet and citizen journalism for a limited time. They're moving to shut that down. That's now on record. Yeah, there's Business Insider. These six corporations control 90% of the media in America. That's right. And then they have a whole breakdown map in that Business Insider report that's excellent and very accurate from my research. But the point is, we're putting that up on screen if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. What I'm getting at here is they've taken over through fraud, and they can't let us ever wake up to that, or it's game over. And they know statistically we are going to wake up to this, because things are going to get so bad under their Agenda 21 program of total control. And so it's a life and death situation to get the word out on who these people are and what they really stand for. It's that simple. And if we don't have a realization of that, and if we don't see the mainstream media in coordinated attacks openly saying it's time for the American people to just be reasonable, we can't allow our children to die. If you don't turn your guns in, you're a child killer. The idea, because a psychopath under psychiatric care, a video game, undoubtedly on psychotropic drugs, goes out and kills 20 people, we've now got to lose our rights. Just like, oh, terrorists supposedly attack us, and so now we've got to have the TSA stick their hands down our pants and give us prisoner training. No, this is a corrupt establishment that knows that they've committed all these crimes and they're going to go to jail. They're either going to totally take over and set up authoritarian domination, or they're all going to go to jail. So they're going for authoritarianism, and they're going for divide and conquer. They're going for creating artificial division. This is what they're pushing for, and that's why they are just psychologically using these poor little kindergarten children to throttle the public into submission and creating an artificial mass exodus away from guns in the media that is actually 180 degrees the opposite from reality. Now, I'm going to go over the news now, but here's the point. The globalists know, ladies and gentlemen, and they now admit this, because when you watch Discovery or History Channel or A&E or any of these, almost every show is about people going back to the land, people butchering their own poultry and beef, people shooting firearms, people cleaning firearms, people making firearms, people in competitions. And suddenly what I've been seeing for a decade is now coming out mainstream. Women everywhere are buying guns. See, it's who's buying guns. Minorities are buying guns. Groups so liberal, thinking the media and the government was their friend, that they were scared of guns their whole lives, and just, you know, on average, and just let the gangbangers have guns. They're going out and getting guns. And I meant to print this, guys. Will you print the FBI's new crime statistics just came out? Overall, violent crime has dropped. Petty crime, when they know you don't have a gun, or they knock out your window and steal something out of your car, that's up. But violent crime is actually down. Shootings are actually down. These numbers came out last week. We're going to go through some of those later. I'm sure Larry Pratt will want to talk about them. But what is up in the last 30 years is mass shootings. Now, it's flat in the last 20, roughly. This last year has been a particularly bad year. But overall, it's flat. But it has increased in the last 30. You know, we saw that increase in the 80s into the 90s. And now it's planed off. But it's still 88 people on average a year. Automobile accidents close to 30,000. You know, deer, 200 or more. Falling in your pool, thousands and thousands. Number one cause of unnatural death, suicide. Didn't even used to be in the top five. Why is it now? Because they put people on suicide pills. 20% of the population, roughly, is on suicide pills. So what they're doing is they're creating this mass hoax that, hey, you're in the Ku Klux Klan if you own a gun. You're a bad parent if you own a gun. You should have your children taken from you if you own a gun. And they're canceling some of the highest rated shows. Discovery Channel cancels American Guns in response to the shooting, when all it is, well, I mean, look at the cover of American Guns right here. If I'm going to have a document cam shot, it's women up there firing firearms right next to men. And the groups complaining said they made it sexy. They made it cool. They made it fun. They demystified it. I actually have the quotes here. That's exactly what they're scared of. They are so scared of that woman looking like Wonder Woman up there with a firearm. A real empowered woman. A real in charge woman. A woman who discovers she can protect herself and not be scared. I get so sick of it when I'm on the hike and bike trail sometimes. You see women out there by themselves and they look so scared because a man walks by them in the woods. But then you can always see a woman who's got a fanny pack on and you know who's got a gun. She doesn't look scared at all, and they're a lot more friendly. So they canceled this show that saw a 50% increase in its second season alone in top demographics and was the number two show on the Discovery Channel. And here's our article breaking down it. It said complaints about the show centered around the fact that it made buying, owning guns seem fun, glamorous, even normal, and not inappropriate. You see, oh my gosh, it's inappropriate. See, we're winning. This is a desperate last-ditch panic. They've gutted the Treasury. They've taken down America. They've got 20% of the public on deadly suicide drugs. Still, though, a large portion is waking up, not trusting the government, getting back to common sense, understanding you've got to take care of yourself. And it's a culture that's got black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Arab, Jew, German, Chinese. Everybody is getting into guns. The statistics show that the last decade, just up and up and up and up. And crime rates are now dropping everywhere where the guns saturate. They're plunging. It's a new chivalry culture of you're out there to defend. It's what they fear, not vigilanteism, but that you are a silent guardian and the criminals know it. So they're flocking to Chicago. They're flocking to New York and bringing those cities down where the crime chiefs are in command. So the crime chiefs are in their armored fortresses of New York and Chicago feeding on their people. knowing that the courts are overturning their victim disarmament, knowing we're awakening. So now they've come out and canceled TV ads and marketing for the new Tom Cruise movie, Jack Reacher. They are canceling screenings of Django. They are canceling TV shows. And Cerberus seeks sale of Gunmaker Freedom Group. Oh, my gosh, they're sold out of those guns for almost a year out of the Bushmaster. So the globalists moved in. You notice 2 years ago, we were buying up all the big gun companies. And I said, folks, these people have an unlimited money. It's not about making money. And it's top globalists that are involved, former Treasury Secretary Snow. They are now organizing with the universities and police funds and the pension fund programs to pull out of the highly lucrative gun market. See, this is going to be a full economic attack, folks. They're going to play dirty. Obama will sign orders banning importation, and you watch. If he gets away with that, the sale and then physically having handguns and rifles of semi-auto. And that's why they're out there saying, yeah, you know what? We want all semi-autos and all handguns. Now, not just semi-auto. They want all the handguns banned. They're coming. They're coming. I mean, it's on, folks. It is on.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
I am so fired up and have so much energy because I'm so upset that I'm even having trouble controlling myself and getting it all out here today. They are shutting down premieres of violent movies. They are shutting down TV ads that even show guns. They are clipping guns out of TV shows now. They are Cerberus, run by former Treasury Secretary. They're saying they want nothing to do with guns now. And there's all these articles. I have a whole stack of them here saying police now have the AR-15 under scrutiny after it killed 20 children. These are quotes. The guns came out and did it. And it says, Cerberus seeks sale of gun maker, Freedom Group. Cerberus Capital, owner of gun manufacturer Freedom Group, will sell off all assets in firearms. All of them. Cerberus to sell stake in gun maker Freedom Group. Former Treasury Secretary John Snow speaks to the National Press Club. I mean, it is a full-on demonization. And see, this is how it happens. I've actually talked to big Discovery Channel execs and others, and I remember like 5-6 years ago talking to them. And they were watching how popular videos were on YouTube of guns being shot. They were seeing videos getting millions and millions of views, some of them like 50 million views, with budgets of maybe $1,000. And they were saying, yeah, no, we want to do gun shows. We know they'd be big. I mean, I've been in the meetings with these people when they were pitching me shows and stuff, but we don't know if we can get it by the execs. The execs caved in mid-level, got huge ratings. They know what America wants. They know where America went. They know the gun culture took over. We were born out of the gun culture, and it sprung forth in the face of 9/11 and Katrina and Sandy. People know the government's predatory. The Congress has a 9% approval rating. And so this power structure is going to come out and say, everyone hates guns now. Everyone's running from them. Pediatricians, the parents have them, CPS them. No law, they're just saying it. It's a hoax. It's just like I hear people on talk radio going, I wish we could spank our kids back when we could spank kids. You know, we had a lower crime rate. It's not illegal to spank your kids. People, I wish it wasn't the law. I have to take vaccines. There's no law. It's all a hoax. So they're going, no more gun shows. You're right. Hollywood's going to stop showing gun violence. Of course, they're not really going to do that. Yeah, it's time to turn them in. And this weekend, talking to McBreen, he said, one of our reporters, he said, you watch, they're going to have guys in John Deere hats on the news saying, I'm a Vietnam vet, and it's time to turn my gun in. And he did a report on that last night. I don't know if it aired yet. He was working on it last night. I didn't watch the news last night. I was too busy. InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central. And he had all these clips where they've got these guys going, yeah, I used to believe in guns, but I'm turning them in for the kids. And it's all staged, folks. And people are like, I guess I got to turn my guns in. Obama cried. Folks, you got a better chance of being struck by lightning dying in a mass shooting. 88 have died so far this year in mass shootings. Over 150,000 died from bacteria in hospitals. Look it up. Number one cause of, quote, unnatural death. They don't count bacteria as unnatural. Suicide. It's upwards of 30,000. You don't hear people asking why that's happening. Or they say, we need more mental health money. It's mental health causing it, putting people on these drugs. They knew full well. When they took spanking out of the public schools 25, 30 years ago, it would make people unruly and out of control. Their answer, then drug them. They knew full well, folks. They know what they're doing. So here's the announcement. This is it. Just like I said in the December issue of the magazine that was published 3 weeks ago. This man wants your guns. They're coming for your guns. They've got them everywhere else in the world but Switzerland. They're trying to get them in Switzerland now. They're coming for the guns, and there's all these idiots that have the sentimentality who are good people, but they're manipulated, going, I just think Obama really is crying, and he really cares, and it's time to turn him in. Think of the idea that because crazy people are out there, you should turn in your guns, or I should turn in mine. Use your head, folks. That's collectivist. If a guy robs the bank down the street from you, do you go to jail? If somebody runs over somebody with a car, do you have to turn your car in? Folks, they're coming for the guns. This is the biggest push ever.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions organizations, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at Infowars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to Infowarsstore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, The Attack on the Second Amendment, The Police State, The GMO Takeover. It's all there and all available at Infowarsstore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.